The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell anyone the vision until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Deacon Leon Massa. Do you know Leon Massa over at St. Joe's? We had Mass years and years ago. We had this gospel. I walked into the sacristy, and Leon was in a great mood. He was all chipper. What's going on with this? This is the day when Jesus forbids TV. What are you talking about, Leon? You'll see. And so we went through Mass. Leon gets up. He proclaims this gospel. And when he gets down to the end, this was years ago, the previous translation, very dramatically, dramatic for Leon. "And when they came down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, 'Tell a vision to no one.'" And I checked. "Tell a vision to no one." When we passed each other, he whispers to me, "Told ya." He has ruined this gospel for me forever. And now I have done the same for all of you. But I do not want to talk about the horrors of television, because I like TV. I do want to talk about the disciples and their reaction, the way that Matthew describes their reaction. Did you catch it? They fell prostrate, very much afraid. Not just they fell to the ground in fear, not they were afraid. They were very much afraid. So that begs the question, why? What were they afraid of? Couldn't be Jesus. They've been hanging out with Jesus. They go up. They are all excited at the transfiguration. "Lord, it is great that we're here. Let's stay up here. Let's build some booths. This is a wonderful thing." Can't be Jesus. Perhaps it's the voice. The bright cloud that casts a dark shadow. The voice saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." But it's an affirmation. A confirmation of the Master. The voice saying, saying, yes, I approve. Maybe it's the last part of the voice. Listen to him. I think that is why they were very much afraid. Listen to him. Starting to understand all the ramifications of discipleship. Listen to him. And what does Jesus say almost every time he meets one of the apostles for the first time? Follow me. Listen to him. And what does he say? Follow me. Follow me. Go where I go. Do what I do. Be who I am. Follow me. I think that is the source of great fear, because they're starting to understand what discipleship is all about. To follow Jesus. To do what he does. To be who he is means great change. Change is always scary. It means they are to deny self and pick up their cross. It means that they constantly have to be disciples, constantly have to emulate Jesus. Not part-time, not most of the time, all the time. They're called to a life of love. Every single moment of the day, every single encounter that they have, every person they meet, they have to be like Jesus. To be patient with someone, to understand the other, to know what they're going through, know their fears and their struggles, to give the other the benefit of the doubt, to be merciful, to forgive, always, not when it's convenient, but always, to care and want the best for every person they come across. That is the cause of their fear. Because they can't be selfish any longer. They have to live for the other, to live for God, to live for Christ, to live for their brothers and sisters, to live that life of absolute and complete love. Follow me. It's the same command to all of us. To follow him. To go where he goes. To do what he does. To be who he is. When we look at what it means to truly be a disciple, not every now and then, not most of the time, but all the time, it can seem overwhelming. It can seem fearful. It can seem like, I cannot do this. But remember the one whom we follow. Remember what he is about, who he is. He is patient with us. He understands our fears, our worries, our struggles. He's understanding. He is merciful. He is loving. Follow me. Listen to him. And never forget those last lines of Jesus to the disciples on the mountain. Whenever it seems like a daunting task to follow him, do not be afraid.